So much for all that bullshit about combat operations in Iraq being over. Like I said, that's been said before with similar results. Occupied Iraq today, two U.S. soldiers were killed when a resistance fighter wearing an Iraqi Army uniform stormed an Iraqi Army compound with U.S. soldiers present and opened fire. Baghdad, Iraq, 5th of September. A massive suicide bombing outside an Iraqi Army headquarters and recruiting station threw U.S. troops back into combat with helicopter gunships firing, suppressive fire, and fighters on the ground. The battle began when six heavily armed, bomb-belt-wearing fighters confronted a checkpoint in a bomb-rigged car. Four were killed almost immediately, but two slipped inside and fought for hours, detonating their bomb belts only when they ran out of ammunition. When Iraqi soldiers killed a seventh fighter driving the vehicle, the main bomb detonated, leaving a massive crater and 12 dead Iraqi soldiers. Don't think this one is over for 1 minute. Amara, Iraq, Thursday. The headquarters of the Iraqi Army 10th Division in the northwest of Amara City was hit with 5 Katyusha rockets without causing any casualties. Sounds to me like resistance fighters in Iraq gearing up for a seriously major offensive. Baghdad, Iraq, yesterday. A double bombing in western Baghdad's Qazilian neighborhood Monday wounded at least 15 Iraqis. First, a roadside bomb targeting civilians detonated, which was followed by a second blast when security forces responded to the scene. 6 Iraqi soldiers, 4 policemen, and 5 civilians were wounded. Baghdad, Iraq, yesterday. CNN is reporting that a string of bombings and shootings throughout Iraq has left at least one Iraqi military officer and 5 civilians dead and at least 21 people wounded. Britain, the past few days, former Prime Minister Tony Blair was pelted with shoes and eggs as he signed copies of his new book. Yesterday, he had to cancel another appearance after anti-war protesters said there'd be a that one, too.
Return the page.
All U.S. war objectives in Iraq were defeated except for the overthrow of Saddam Hussein.
Return the page.
Exxon and BP are not allowed to own Iraqi oil fields.
Return the page.
The radical free trade and privatization experiment proposed by Paul Wolfowitz died under fire in summer 2003 as fired Sunni workers joined insurgent groups.
Return the page.
Al-Qaeda in Iraq did not exist before the war, and unlike U.S. combat troops, is not even pretending to leave Iraq.
Return the page.
Muqtada al-Sadr is unarrested and his Mahdi army is unbeaten and unbowed.
Return the page.
Lastly, Mr. President, there is no stable government in Iraq 5 months after a Florida 2000-style election. Begin a turn on the page. The surge strategy that failed in Iraq hasn't worked so well in Afghanistan either. Pakistan, yesterday, at least 17 people were killed and 45 wounded when a suicide bomber rammed his explosives-laden car into a police station in northwest Pakistan on Monday, destroying the building, according to police. Afghanistan, Friday, the government of Poland is saying they have had enough and want to withdraw their troops. Plenty of occupation soldiers keep dying in Afghanistan. The British military is reporting the death of a British occupation soldier from an IED attack in the Nadali district, Helmand Province, Afghanistan on Sunday, the 5th of September. NATO is reporting the death of an occupation soldier in an IED attack in an undisclosed location in southern Afghanistan on Saturday, the 4th of September. NATO is reporting the death of an occupation soldier from an insurgent attack in an undisclosed location in southern Afghanistan on Sunday, the 5th of September. NATO is reporting the death of an occupation soldier from an insurgent attack in an undisclosed location in eastern Afghanistan on Sunday, the 5th of September. And Mr. Barack Obama, if you think things are hard now in Afghanistan, you just wait to see what happens when that fundamentalist Christian book-burning preacher down in Florida burns a pile of Korans on September 11th. When those images go around the world, gonna make the Danish cartoons look like a joke. Now's the time to throw in a towel and get your troops out. Bring them home today.